Well, welcome on the call. The head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Russ.
Hi, Rob.
Good morning. Congratulations to you and your guys. Win number eight in a row, in first place all by yourself in the conference after a 27-24 win at Campbell. What did you like about the way your guys played Saturday?
Well, it was a tough one. They had them ready to play. Campbell was ready. They played well. They went toe to toe. First half was not looking great. Fortunately, we played better in the second half, but Campbell's got a really good football team. They're well coached, and we knew it was going to be a tough game. They've got players, no question about it, and they've played a lot of people really well, and they weren't intimidated by the University of Richmond by any stretch of the imagination. Now, with that game, we have. They go for it four times on fourth down in critical situations, and we stop all four of them. If they get any one of those four, they probably win the game. We went for it one time around midfield in the third quarter. We're down a score. If we don't get that, they probably win the game. So that's how close it was. The margin of error in this league is tough. I mean, every week it's tough. You got to come to play, and Campbell came to play, and we're very fortunate to win the game.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Rob. Thank you. Coach, how much do you think looking back, maybe that Wofford game helped you in the long run? It was a close game you lost. You haven't lost a close game or any game since. I wonder if you could reflect on that.
That's a good point, John. It was so far removed. It seems like 6 years ago that we played Wofford, and I do think Cam was playing quarterback. We tried to get a 2-minute drill going and didn't get it done, and to tie that game up, and Cam was at quarterback. And fortunately, this year, with 1:56 on our own 35. We had a lot of timeouts left, and he let us down there with, I think he had three big runs. We had a couple big pass completions there, and I do think we learned a lesson from the Wofford game, and a tough one. And this one, we've been in some close ones, but for the most part, we've had the lead and kind of sat on it, and a 4-minute offense. And this was really the first time that our backs were against the wall in two or three situations there, and our guys responded. And that makes you feel good, when your team can respond to adverse situations, and they did. I mean, we tied it, and then Campbell went up. We had to score to get that thing tied. We threw a pick with 4 minutes to go. Defense had to get a stop. They got a big fourth down stop and got it back. And again, if Campbell converts that fourth down, they probably are kicking the field goal to win the game. We made a stop, got it down there, and kicked the field goal. But I do think the Wofford loss, somewhere in the back of your brain, came back, and maybe it was Cam, maybe it was our wideouts, but I do think that came back and helped us out.
Could you describe your level of confidence in Brandon Peskin? He had been struggling some, and you replaced him a week ago, and you relied on him for that last second kick.
Well, I grabbed him last Sunday and said he's going to go back out there and kick. We recruited him to kick for us this year, and I told him, I said just make sure everything you do during the week, pregame, you're focused on making them. Just don't swipe your leg there and just kick the kick. I said you got to focus on it, and it's weird because every Wednesday, and John, you're there, we do a 2-minute drill. Almost, we had more timeouts this time, but almost to a T. And we go down there, and he kicks it. So, he's been in that situation, and he made a couple game winners for Fordham in his career there. Last second kicks. Actually had a lot of confidence. I didn't say much to him. I just we Coach Kennedy and myself were just emphasizing up front, please protect like you've never protected before in your entire life. I never once said, man, I hope we make the kick, because I don't know what it was. I had a kind of calming feeling that as long as the thing didn't get blocked or we didn't screw it up front, that that thing was going through the uprights.
Hey, lastly for me, Coach Huseman, 6 wins generally does the trick in CAA football for getting in the playoffs. So do you feel that way this year?
Don't think about it. I don't know what to feel. I just know that we're getting ready to play a really good Hampton team, and this is the most important game of our lives this week, and that's all that matters. When the season's over, we'll look at how many we got and go from there.
Thank you.
Russ, you talked about that last drive. We've talked often about the ability of Cam throwing the ball this season. He's put up some big numbers, but how big was his ability to run it, especially on that last drive?
Huge. I mean, huge. You can't say, all right, it's going to be a 10 play drive, and all 10 of those plays got to be completed passes, or you got to throw it. Cam getting out of there, he probably had maybe 30 something yards on that drive, maybe more, with his legs. He was getting out of bounds like you're kind of supposed to, but he really didn't even need to. We had timeouts left, and we didn't mind at that point in time after a second one, the clock running. They had used a timeout to potentially get the ball back when we got down there. But Cam was just going through his routine, and he got to the sideline and got out of bounds, stopped the clock each time, and saved a bunch of timeouts as we got to the end there.
One other guy I wanted to mention on offense having a big day was Landon Ellis. He's had some other good games, but 7 for 101. Just talk about the day he had.
He's playing really well. I think the one thing is he's catching everything that's thrown to him. We're giving him the ball in a lot of different ways, whether it's crossers or outs or verticals or whatever it is. We're getting the ball to him, and I think the best thing about Landon is he's making a lot happen after he catches the ball. And we've seen that. We saw it last week. We saw it this week. He's a big kid now. He's got some size to him, and he can run through some tackles and break some ankle tackles. So really pleased with him, and how he's progressed. I think he's really one of the good ones in this league.
Defensively, you certainly had your hands full with Mike Chandler, the quarterback, and their core receivers, but your defense still allows only 7 points in the second half. What were you able to do to, for the most part, keep them out of the end zone?
Well, yeah, we stopped them on. They were moving the ball in the second half. We just stopped them on some fourth downs. Our guys bowed up and got it done. I don't know if we even controlled him the whole game. He's an excellent player now. I was scared to death going into this one because he can throw it. I mean, he threw some dimes out there in this game, but what he can do with his feet is really something else. He's got some great quicks to him. He can run. He popped a bunch on us. And then their wideouts really played well. I mean, made some really great contested catches. They're talented. They're talented on the offensive side of the ball. They blocked us pretty decent. We hung in there, and for not playing our best defense, we hung in there, Rob, and found a way to get off the field.
You touched on Saturday, a trip to Hampton, team that beat you a year ago and is having a pretty good season at 5-5 under Coach Boykin. As you've started to look at them, what are some of the challenges they present?
Yeah, it wore us out last year. That wasn't even a close game. They out-physicaled us. They out-athletic'd us. That wasn't even a close game. They whooped us pretty good. They've got a really good team, and I think one game, William and Mary, is kind of really the only one where they didn't play well. They could be a playoff team. They're talented. They play two. Their quarterbacks are really good. They got some really good wide outs that can go and run. They're huge up front. And then defensively, they're extremely, extremely physical. They get off of blocks. They take on blocks really well. They fit their gaps. This will be a huge test for us this week. We got to, if we're not physical, we'll be in for a long day.
All right, Russ, thanks so much for the time today, and